But as promised, we are joined right now by an ESPN NBA insider and a senior writer. She's an on-air contributor across all ESPN platforms, including NBA Today and SportsCenter. She's been recognized with multiple Pro Basketball Writers Association awards for column writing and breaking news. She is Ramona Shelburne. Ramona, it is great to have you back on. How are you?
Good. That was a hype video, right? That was like a whole resume.
You earned it. You earned it. It's good to have you back. So listen, since you and I are both here in SoCal, why don't we obviously start with the Lakers, who on Friday decided to part ways with their head coach, Darvin Ham. Why are they moving on from him now, just one season after he led them to the Western Conference Finals?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could kind of tell throughout the season that the players on the team weren't buying into him, right? You could tell. I mean, LeBron James is throwing a stomping temper tantrum on the sideline in the middle of the Denver series. Like, Anthony Davis just flat out said it after game two. Like, sometimes it seems like we don't know what we're doing out there. And when you have your two best players openly questioning a coach like that, it makes the rest of the team, it makes it hard for the rest of the team to buy in too. And, you know, I'm not in that locker room. I don't hear the film sessions. I'm not part of the X's and O's where they're strategizing for the game. So we can't tell why they lost faith and why they were acting that way or saying those types of things. But I think the Lakers had a choice to make, which is simply, you know, if the players aren't following the coach, like, even though he has a 90-74 record, I think he was a great leader of men through the Westbrook era all the way to the Western Conference Finals last year. The real big difference between last year and this year is just that they played Denver in the first round instead of the conference finals. Denver's the best team. So, I don't know, is it fair? No, but that's kind of what being the Lakers head coach is. Like, you have to live up to the pressure of the job, but also the pressure of coaching two superstars who are not afraid to say how they feel.
Ramona Shelburne is joining us, which brings me to the next question, which is one that you already posed. This is really interesting. You posed the question, the Lakers have had six coaches in 13 years. What's behind the constant churn for the Lakers? Again, a great question. What is the answer?
You know, I think each situation is different, right? Like, so we can go name the coaches. It goes Mike Brown, Mike D'Antoni, Byron Scott, Luke Walton, Frank Vogel, and then now Darvin Ham. All right? Each one of those is very different because the first three were hired by Jim Buss and Mitch Kupchak. And I think those two guys, you know, at least when Jim Buss hired Mike Brown and then D'Antoni, I think there was a lot of trying to break with the way that they had run under Phil Jackson. I think there was a lot of sense of we're going to do our own thing. That was Jim Buss establishing himself as an executive, making his own choices, et cetera. But the common theme is that nobody lasts more than 3 years. So why is that? I think it's, you know, if I were to find the common theme there, I think there's probably two. Number one, you have to be the coach that finds favor with the stars. Like, what was Phil Jackson's greatest gift? He got to Michael and he got Kobe and they followed him. Right? They didn't openly defy him. They respected him. They did what he said. Like, it was, you could tell there was a mind meld there. You could tell there was a mutual respect. And I don't think any of the coaches they've hired since really found that with the stars. Because the Lakers always have stars, right? Like, the Lakers always have, whether it's Kobe or LeBron, they always have a star. There's a little gap in between there, and that's when Luke Walton was there. But they didn't really have any stars. They had young players. And Luke did really well with those young players. Then when LeBron got there, he didn't do so well because they didn't get on the same page with LeBron. And so I think that's probably the common theme. And then the other common theme is just how the organization supports the coaches. I think back when Jim Buss and Mitch Kupchak were in charge, it was a different vibe. Like, there was not a synergy between Jim and Jeannie back then. Remember all the stories? And coach was sort of on one side and was almost afraid to go down to Jeannie's office. It seemed like he was disloyal. That wasn't good. Right now, and then obviously there was the Magic Johnson era. That was a little awkward, to say the least.
Right.
A little awkward. And now I think the issue is they've hired two coaches. One, Frank Vogel, was kind of a retread. I think he did really well there for 1 year. They won the championship in the bubble. But he wasn't the best coach on the market in terms of market cap. Like, that wasn't a Phil Jackson type hire. And Darvin Ham was a first-year head coach, first-time head coach. So I think maybe that's if you're looking for commonalities, they're not necessarily getting a Phil Jackson with all that stature. Like, Phil came to the Lakers having won 6 titles with the Bulls. He was established. He had that respect. They haven't hired guys like that since Phil left.
Ramona Shelburne joining us. All right, so expertly laid out. What now then? What are you hearing? Yeah. Who do you think they would like to hire?
Well, there's two questions. When you say they, let's
who's they, right? Who is they?
Yeah. Who's they? Is it the Lakers? Is it LeBron? Are those two, do they have the same guy in mind? I don't know. I think the Lakers would like to keep LeBron. He can be a free agent, and so therefore they should hire the guy that he really wants. But they also want to have some control over this coach. They want to have a say in it. They've actually done a pretty good job of doing their own thing the last few years, and not just doing everything LeBron wants them to do. I think they've had I don't want to say that they've had a backbone. I don't want to say because, in other words, like as if they didn't have one. But the last few years, they really have done what the front office wants to do as opposed to what LeBron wants to do all the time. And he's been a pretty good soldier, except with the hourglass emoji, you know, every once in a while, right?
Right.
So, look, who would LeBron want to hire? I think Ty Lue. That's been the guy he's wanted ever since he's been in L.A., but Ty Lue has a job. With the Clippers, he has one more year, and I don't know how you make that happen. Like, the last thing in the world the Clippers want to do is let the Lakers hire their coach. And by the way, if for some reason Ty doesn't come into agreement with the Clippers, or if they want to go a different direction or whatever, they're going to have competition, because I think the Phoenix Suns would be interested in him as well, although they still have a coach technically too. So what do the Lakers do? Do they hire more of an experienced guy because the last guy they hired was the first-time head coach? Or do they go totally off the board and hire J.J. Redick as LeBron's podcast partner? You know, they'll take their time with it. I was a little surprised they got rid of all of the coaching staff, because they do have a first-round pick, or they should have one as long as they don't switch with New Orleans. And they're going to want to work out some guys. They're going to want to train some guys. They have a lot of young players who are going to want to have somebody in charge. And so when you keep the staff on and you have a staff to work everybody out, they don't have that right now, but I think they'll go with somebody more experienced. That would be my general sense of who's out there. There's guys who've had head coaching jobs before. There's guys who, have coached stars before, like a Terry Stotts or Kenny Atkinson, or those type of guys that have experience, Mike Budenholzer. I think those are the first names you'll hear getting interviews, because they're available and they've had head coaching jobs before. But I don't know which way this is going to go. I think they have a lot of uncertainty now, just based on the lack of availability in terms of the coach that clearly the sites, you know, LeBron has a desire to play with him.
So leave us with this thought. I mean, I like all three of those guys that you just mentioned, all have experience, but yeah. If they want LeBron back badly, and they say they do, you know, he's got that hammer in his hand still yet, would he push J.J. Redick through? I get that Redick thinks that he can do anything at all, but it's one thing to not have head coaching experience, Ramona. It's another to have no coaching experience. I mean, how do you think that would go if that's how that went?
I know. It's an interesting question, because it's almost like a little bromance right now, right? Like, you see them on their podcast, and this is like a mind meld. But it's really fun to watch that podcast. Like, you know, they're talking strategy and hoops, and they're drinking wine sometimes, and they're, you know, like, it's like, that's a... What was the question before? Like, you know, why are these coaches not working out? Maybe because they didn't have the mind meld with the stars. Well, clearly they have a rapport. They're doing this podcast together, and they really like each other's take on basketball. And if you have that already, I mean, it's not uncommon. Steve Kerr hadn't coached before, and he did really well right away. JJ's obviously pretty confident in himself, and he really knows the game. I mean, he's a colleague of mine. He really. You know, he walked right onto the set at ESPN and was really good right out the gate, because he thinks like a coach. He analyzes the game like an analyst. Like, he comes straight with, he doesn't need our stats and analytics guys to make him sound smart, right? He just, like, he does it himself. So I don't know. I don't hate that choice. I think it'd be an interesting hired straight out of the broadcast booth and all that, but if he's already got the rapport with LeBron, I think that's a pretty big step ahead of everybody else.
Right. Ramona Shelburne, she is an ESPN NBA insider and a senior writer and all over this and other NBA-related topics. Ramona, great to have you back. So good to get caught up. And great job by you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jimmy.
She's good. A Stanford grad, Ramona Shelburne. And she ended that, if you pick that up at the very end, she said, quote, "I don't hate that. I don't hate J.J. Redick as a choice for Lakers head coach." And I thought she made a pretty persuasive argument as to why that could work. All right, hour number three, straight ahead.